Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. We gather here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time to share some spiritual wisdom from the heart. I am known as the Heart Healer because it is my passion and my soul's purpose for being here to teach the many benefits of conscious heart connection. And so pretty much everything that I do, that I offer in service at this time, at the core of it, at the heart of it, is the knowing that a conscious heart connection is so vitally important. Not only is this heart organ vitally important for us to function in these physical bodies and continue to exist as human beings, but this heart center, this energy center, is crucial and vital for our presence here as human beings to be in alignment with why we're here. So depending upon what your beliefs are about why you're here in this body will depend upon how connected you are to your heart center and how important it is for you to choose a conscious heart connection on a day-to-day basis. There's so much to share about that, but we only have an hour plus a little bit show. So I'm going to just always, as I do in the beginning, ask what wisdom of what I just shared is important for everyone to hear tonight. And one of the things that comes up for me is really just about day-to-day living and how do we do that with joy and staying physically well and healthy in the middle of winter here in the northern hemisphere of this planet, where it's cold and flu season. And I don't know about everyone where you live, but it's, you know, the expression, people are dropping like flies. People are sick all over the place with upper respiratory infections and the flu and you name it. And my 92-year-old mother is one of them. And so how do we stay healthy and still serve our families and still serve our clients? You know, I will share a little tip with you as to what I did today, because, you know, it occurred to me, I love essential oils. I've been involved with Young Living as a company, as a distributor since, I think, 1997 or 8. And I take my oils everywhere I go, right? So I'm about to walk out the door today, this morning, to go and check in on my mom. And then I was going to be visiting with other family members today. We have company in from out of the country, and we had a surprise birthday party for one of our cousins. And it was really quite lovely. But now I've been exposed to my mother's fulminant cold. And how do you get past that, right? So I love the essential oil blend Thieves. That's T-H-I-E, Z as in Victor, E-S. For those of you that are Young Living people, I know you're familiar with this blend. It is such an immune system supporter. So I literally left my house and I forgot my oils, which I very rarely, if ever, do. I came back home and I picked up my oils that I always carry with me, and I have a small USB orb diffuser that I also got from Young Living. It's the most adorable little thing, and it plugs into USB ports. It's all kind of compact. It's very enclosed, so if it falls over, it just turns itself off. The water won't leak. And so I put some Thieves oil in that with some tap water, closed it up, plugged it into my USB port in my car, and whenever I was in the car today, I just had the Thieves diffusing, and I felt so much more like I was being proactive in supporting my immune system in the face of being around my mom who was so sick, and I didn't want to get sick, and I didn't want to get anybody else sick. So it was a really wonderful, wonderful experience today. And so for those of you that are feeling unwell or that have family that is unwell, the nurse in me wants to say to you, hand washing is probably one of the most important parts of being healthy, and we often don't think about that. Hand washing and doing it often, especially when you're around someone that's sick or you're touching something that they've touched, because that's how organisms are spread. They're spread in the air or they're spread by touch. We cough, we touch something, bugs are spread. So to promote as much health and wellness, you want to make sure that you're as balanced as you can be from that holistic perspective, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. The spiritual part of it to me is always about, it's about meditation, it's prayer time, whatever resonates with you. It's connecting to that which you believe is greater than you, or what you believe where you've come from, where your essence has come from. And so depending upon what your beliefs are, connecting to that part of you is very healing. It raises your energy frequencies. It's enlightening in many different ways to define that word. It feels good. But raising our vibration is supports any healing process, including the promotion of health and wellness, right? Eating a good, healthy diet, using essential oils to me is an integral part of using a tool that is non-toxic, that raises my vibration, that keeps my home toxin-free. It has so many different benefits. Good sleep at night, rest, recuperative sleep, also very important. Love my oils for that too. Peace and Calming is one of my favorites. But lavender is also good, and there's so many other ones that are also very lovely that you can consider to assist you in moving into that wonderful deep state of rest, which is important for the body to maintain its health and balance. We need that recuperative time. Play, breathing. How simple is that? Breathing. So important to oxygenate our bodies. Some form of activity, whether it's gentle walking or heavy aerobics, whatever feels good to you and your body, you know, speaks to, that it resonates with it. So many different aspects, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, being aware of your emotions. You know, a lot of people that call into the show are struggling with, where's my relationship? I've been waiting. You know, it reminds me of that show, Sex and the City, right? Where the one character played by, what's her last name? Dunst, I think. Not good memory for these things. But she goes into a rant. I've been dating for 30 years. Where is he? You know? And so a lot of emotion comes up about relationships, whether it's a romantic one or family relationships or business relationships or neighbors and friends. When we have a lot of emotions that are up for us that are not comfortable, they lower our vibration, our frequency. So being aware of how we're feeling and finding tools that resonate with each of us to keep moving through those emotions is really important. It's an integral part of staying healthy and well. And then the mental aspect of this holistic model of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, energetic, you know, the mental is what we believe and the thoughts that we have. And how many of us have these nasty little thoughts that just keep coming up? And it's not that these thoughts keep coming up. It's what we do with them when we have the conscious awareness of them. If they're serving us, let's embrace them and keep them coming. If they're not serving us in the way that we're choosing to be, then embrace them, thank them, and redirect your thoughts. Relanguage what it is that you are thinking in that moment so that your words are in alignment with what you are choosing to manifest. Who we are being in this life experience is like the most important ingredient next to our heart consciousness. Because that's what dictates the choices that we make and our actions follow. So the more conscious we are and the tools that we choose to help us to stay conscious in the present moment, mindful, whatever language you want to use, they're worthwhile us taking the time to choose them and use them. Because whatever keeps us in the moment keeps us in awareness. And to me, one of our greatest powers in this human journey is our power to choose. No victim consciousness. We either choose consciously or we choose unconsciously. So there really are no victims. We make ourselves one. But truly we are not, because we're choosing on some level of consciousness that's creating everything that we see, sense, feel, hear, and know. My beliefs resonate with them or toss them, whatever feels good to you. I just offer them as information for you to consider in building your perspective on who you are being. And if who you are being serves you and it feels good to you, then continue everything that you're doing. If who you are being is not comfortable, you're attracting a lot of experiences that don't feel good to you, then you might consider taking a look at who you are being in your relationship with yourself first, because that's where everything begins and ends. And so I invite you that if this show resonates with you, if how we approach things in the way that we are guided to serve everyone that calls in resonates with you, then set up a free strategy session with me so that I can help you to see how I can serve you in being more and more comfortable in your skin, more joyful in your human journey. Because if you are not, we can help with that. And that is our soul's purpose for being here. So there's a lot going on this week with what I have to offer that I'd like to invite you to. And all of these are noted on my website where you can find me always, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com. And under the event link, that page, there's a calendar on there. And anywhere there's a little dot on one of the days, there's an event there. And so you'll either see the free ones or ones that I do that are a fee for service. But the ones coming up this week are all gifts. Monday night or Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern time, I again am doing my monthly new moon clearing call. New moon is all about setting intentions. If you've not been manifesting the way you want to, things aren't showing up, you might want to join me for this call. All you have to do is register for it once. It's a free call. You'll get directed to the call-in information. It is recorded if the time frame does not serve you or your time zone or your schedule. And you can listen to it for the next few days until the actual new moon, which is, I think, is on Wednesday. It's either Wednesday or Thursday. I leave that recording up and available. You can listen to it as many times as you want and do the clearing process that I offer. Having a clear energy field really helps to get clear about our intentions and how we language them. If you've been finding that you're really troubled with this, then you might want to do a personalized new moon clearing process with me, where we work on your issues that are specific to you, and we do a beautiful clearing of the energy for you so that you can then sit down and set your clear intentions. When you do it one-on-one with me, I will help you language your intentions. It's really a lovely process. Tuesday night at Tuesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we're doing our first Facebook Live broadcast from Sharing the Love with Young Living Essential Oils Facebook group. If you're interested in information about essential oils, we're going to talk about ways to boost our immune. So that will be at 8:30 Eastern time, Tuesday, the 16th. Again, God willing, technology works. This will be recorded. Just ask to join the group. You'll be able to access that recording. Lots of wonderful information coming up. We'll be doing two Facebook Lives a month, one in the morning, and then a couple of weeks later, we'll do one in the evening so that we can cover both all the time zones around the planet, because I know there are a lot of people in my organization that are in Singapore and that part of the country and different time zones. Wednesday night is Wisdom Wednesday. We offer spiritual wisdom teaching and a heart-conscious meditation at the end of that call or that broadcast, and that is from the Heart Healer Facebook page, which is my primary business page. And then for those of you local to the Palm Beach County area in Florida, in South Florida, I co-facilitate a women's networking group called Wings, as in butterfly wings. You are welcome to join us. It is from 11:30 to 1. It's a lovely group of women, some of them entrepreneurs, some of them retired. We have a spiritual energy about us. It's about relationships. We have a wonderful speaker or theme for each month. And because this is January, we're going to talk about the new year and numerology. Michelle Landers will be our guest presenter for this month. And Michelle has a wonderful reputation for all of the work that she's doing to serve, with numerology being just one of her many fabulous hats. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else. We talked about a free strategy session. And you'll see on my store page at eileentheheartheeler.com/store all of the different services that I offer. If you have any questions about that, by all means, please feel free to set up that free strategy session. It is my joy to share a few minutes with you and let you know how I can be of service. All right. And for those of you that like spiritual wisdom on a regular basis, we do have a monthly support package, and you can see the details of that on that store page. All right. I'm excited to be with everyone. We've got a lot of people in the queue. So welcome, Miss Daria. Come on the line with me, our fabulous producer.
Hi, everyone.
Good evening,
hi,
sweet lady. How are you tonight?
I'm well. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm getting chilly again.
You sound great.
You know, we got a cold front again. It was 40-some degrees here again this morning. Good
I
Lord.
Know. It's been chilly.
I've got my little blanket on and a pashmina, and I'm nice and comfortable. And I'm not turning the heat on. I refuse. This is ridiculous. We had it on for so many days the last time. I'm hoping it warms up more quickly than before. But I'm doing well. It really was a very nice Sunday. It was beautiful here. It really was beautiful here.
Yeah. That's
for
been
sure.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
And are you getting excited about the last weekend of the month? That's another thing. For those of you that live in South Florida or want a break from the cold and you're an entrepreneur, come join Daria and I at the Manifesting event. And you can find information about that at themanifestingevent.com. Miss Daria is one of the sponsors and a presenter, and I'm one of the presenters. So we're going to have a lot of fun, aren't we?
Oh, it's going to be great. I am so looking forward to it. I've got myself all ready, my presentation and everything I need, and I'm excited. I'm excited to hear your presentation, Eileen. It's just going to be such a wonderful event. I can't wait.
I agree. And I keep hearing about who's coming, and there are a lot of wonderful people that are going to be there. So for anybody that wants a break from the winter, if you're an entrepreneur, come on down. See if you can get a good flight. It is the last weekend in January. This is a program that is put on by Tasha Powell Chen. You can find her on Facebook. But all the information about this event is at www.themanifestingevent.com. event.com. Please join us. It is going to be an extraordinary 2.5 days of manifesting. You will walk out of that event with something tangible to move forward in your life with, whether you are in business, just wanting to manifest something really fabulous that you've been challenged with creating in your life. I'm really excited about this. So I'm looking forward to it. And I get to see you in person because we don't get to do that very often.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice.
I know. It will be.
Very lovely. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so our bags are packed. Where shall we begin tonight with our callers?
We're going all the way out to Washington State, and we're going to speak with Erica. Erica, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Our joy, Erica. How can we be of service tonight?
I just wanted whatever information that you can pick up. I'm looking forward to this year. And
you're looking what? I'm sorry?
Forward.
No, I didn't hear what you said. You're looking for what?
Forward.
Meaning looking forward to what's going on in your life, what's going on in the next
year.
Few months.
Yeah, for the changes, yeah.
Got it. Got it. All right. Sounds like a plan. All right, let's see what we can bring through for you. So, Erica, if you will, just take a couple of nice, deep, slow breaths and focus your breath into and out of your heart center for me. It just helps me to connect in with you. So we're asking the Lords and Masters of the Akashic Realm for any and all information to help Erica get some clarity about the energy of this coming year. So I'm sensing a little bit of a challenge for the first quarter, but then the energy really lightens up. And the way that's showing up for me, Erica, is that it's almost as if there is like a heavy cloud of energy over those first 3 months, January, February, and March, almost as if it's hard to get things going, right? But after that, it feels like everything lightens up, that there is something significant that's going to happen at some point in March. I want to say towards the third week or so, that is significant for you that helps to shift this energy, whatever the underlying aspects of it are. I would really invite you to be very conscious of your thoughts over these next few months. Monitor them to make sure that they are really in alignment with who you are choosing to be, as I was sharing during the beginning of the show. When we are very present and conscious, then we can reframe the thoughts and the words that we're using. But if we're not, then we're not going to get the nuances of it. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay. It feels like a really good year overall. One that I keep hearing the word vibrant health, which is wonderful. And just that the energy just kind of builds over the summer and really kind of peaks around July with some things that you are in the process of manifesting. Fall feels like a kind of a damp, D-A-M-P, kind of a heavier time. You want to really watch out for how you're taking care of your body, particularly in September and October, primarily October, because you'll have a tendency to maybe and dampness is really what they're showing me, and dampness creates congestion in the body and inflammation. So you really want to take care of yourself, be very conscious of supporting your immune system, be very conscious of your diet, especially in the fall. And then wintertime is going to start kind of bringing you into a hibernation time again. It's not good, bad, right, wrong. It's just a quieter time for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
But overall, it sounds like a really good year for you.
I really want to attend this concert, and I don't even know when he's going to be coming to the Las Vegas. I'm really hoping he comes within the next 2 or 3 years, and I'm trying to manifest it. And a lot of like the rapper concerts you go to, they throw a bra. And I was recently at Victoria's Secret, and I decided to purchase a panty. It's a Spanish concert, so I think that with that, I'm bringing him, maybe. Do you think that's possible?
I have no idea. That's not anything that came up for me. The general information regarding this year is what you requested, and that
okay.
is what came through for you. And if this is something you want to manifest, that's totally up to you. Focus on it. Whenever we want to manifest something, whatever it is, focusing on it is the best way
yeah.
to begin, and setting a very clear intention. But I hope that you have a wonderful year.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Keep
you
in
too.
Touch with us and let us know how you do, okay?
Uh-huh. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Erica. Blessings, honey. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Daria.
All right, Eileen. So now we're going to head back down to Georgia, and we're going to welcome Kimberly to the show. If I can click the right button. Welcome,
okay.
Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, Kimberly. Good evening. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, I had a dream, and the dream was like I was in heaven, and maybe I was in the Akashic Records, and I was looking through the book. And in the book, it was like I was supposed to have this relationship with a guy, and I talked to you about him before, and you told me, you know, to cut it off because in another lifetime we were good, but this time it wasn't, and all I heard was distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut that relationship off, but I guess I'm wondering, is romance a distraction right now? Should I be focusing on something else?
An interesting question. I hope that you ended that relationship because you felt it served your highest good, not just because it was suggested to you.
No, I mean, no.
Good.
I ended it because it no longer served me and who I am
Thank
right
you.
Now, not because
Thank
you
said. Okay. I am very grateful for that because I always encourage. No matter what wisdom comes through, I want people to always feel empowered to make these conscious choices within their own heart as to what serves them. So I'm very grateful for that, Kimberly. So
yeah.
So the question that you want to ask tonight is romance a distraction for you at this time? You know, it's funny.
Right.
If you ask the question, it is. You know what I mean? Because if it's coming up for you that it is, then there must be a reason for that. And so if I ask why, because just to say that doesn't feel complete to me for you. And so the reason why it is because, and this is something that you might want to take a look at, and that is that when relationships are a distraction, it is because we have not mastered the art of balance and creating balance in our lives. And so when we absorb ourselves in one facet of our lives, in this situation we're referring to being in romantic relationship, it makes it very difficult to find the balance in everything else. Does that make sense to you, Kimberly?
Yeah.
Okay, and so for now, for you, it is, but the key here is if you work very consciously on being in balance with all the facets of your life, as well as being in a romantic relationship, then it's perfectly fine. But you have much that you are about to be accomplishing, and so if you can do it in a balanced way, then go for it. If you feel like it's just too difficult because of the nature of who you choose to be in romantic relationship, then give it some time and focus on your priorities right now. Let that be how you expend your conscious energy, and you'll know when it's the right time, when you can do it in a balanced way. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You're very pensive about it. What's coming up for you about it?
Well, it's not like that. It's really not. I mean, I've been dating, but I haven't been focused on it. You know, I'm more focused on my career right now and how to change it and how to get out of the monotony in career. And I mean, I guess I asked the question because I had the because I'm not in a relationship with anyone. I've been dating, and that's it.
I understand.
So
if you're asking if it serves your highest good, the answer is no. But that's up to you.
Okay.
And the caveat to it is that if you're going to bring that dynamic into your life, then you're being invited to do it in a very conscious way so that everything's balanced and you're able to continue the focus on what really is the priority, which is this career change.
Okay.
Because that's going to expend a lot of your time.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kimberly. I appreciate
it. Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good rest of your evening. All right, Miss Daria.
All right, Eileen. Next, we are heading to California. We're going to speak with Miranda. Welcome, Miranda.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Eileen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda. Welcome to the show, honey. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Thank you. I was just wondering if you could tap into the records and see if when I will find my home. I'm considering a move and looking at homes, and just wondering if you get anything on when I will find the home that I'm going to purchase and move into.
Okay. All right, just take a breath or two into your heart center, Miranda, for me.
Okay.
Thank you. And so we're asking for any and all information about the timing of you finding a home to purchase. Interesting. I'm only seeing the month of February, and there's no other months that are showing up for me, and it is this year. So my sense of it is that something is coming for you in the month of February. And I want to say that I keep hearing the word interim home. So I'm not sure if what you're going to find in February is what you will be permanently in, or if this will be an interim home for an indefinite period of time. But that's what's being shown to me. And it's a home that I think that you'll be pleased with, that you'll feel comfortable with, that you'll be able to kind of nest and make it your own. But I'm not sure that much happens beyond February, if that makes sense to you. Yes? No?
No, but hey, I don't know. I guess something critical is supposed to happen around then. So I don't know. Maybe I find something and I have to move because it's not ready or need some renovation and I have to find an interim home. I don't. Yeah, who knows? Possibilities are endless. Or maybe someone
they
wants to buy my
are.
Own.
They certainly are. But something shows up in February for sure.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how the energy feels to me as I tap into it at this time.
Okay. Well, sounds good.
Okay.
So I'll look forward to next month. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. We're very grateful.
I hope your mom feels better.
Oh, thank you. Me too. It can be very distressing when our family members are not at their best, for sure. But thank you.
That's very sweet of you
to say that, Miranda. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Sure. Blessing. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Daria.
All right, Eileen, we are moving right
along.
We are heading to New York, and we're going to speak with Ellen. Let me click the button here.
Okay.
Ellen, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Daria. Hello, Eileen. This is Ellen.
Good evening, Ellen. Welcome. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, thank you for the welcome. I'm calling because of the Akashic Records. I recently started dating someone by the name of Peter. Is there some kind of past connection? Is there anything, do you see anything unfolding between us, developing between us?
Okay, let's tap into that and see what comes up. Go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me, Ellen. And let's see if we can find any information for you about Peter. I don't connect to anything interesting. There is absolutely no connection at all that I'm feeling to this person, either a past life or anything in the future. It's almost like a non-energy that I'm connecting to. How long have you been dating him?
Oh, only this month. Friends introduced us. We talked on the phone several times, and then the weekend before New Year's was the first time we met in person.
And if I ask, why is there like no energy for me connecting to, because it's just what I'm connecting to, right? Is perhaps it is because, and I'm just opening up to possibilities here with you, and it may be that there is a path that's undetermined at this point, but I just don't have anything solid to give you about this particular relationship. There's just nothing that wants to come forward to me. Doesn't happen often, but it happens every once in a while. I would invite you, if you continue to date him, give us a call back and let me see what pops in, or set up a free strategy session and let me see if something will pop in at that time. But I'm not getting a blessed thing. Not getting a blessed thing to share with you at this time.
Oh, and you're not getting anything regarding me for this year either. Okay.
That's great. I focus on one thing at a time because it's the show, Ellen. And so I'm not getting anything related to Peter as far as if you want me to ask about you and the coming year, and just a general read for what's coming up. Let's shift gears and shift into that question. Again, just breathe into your heart for me. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say that this is potentially a tumultuous year for you. It's a very, not an easy time, and largely because there is something, and I'm not astrologically knowledgeable, so there's something astrologically going on that has to do with something from the past that needs to have resolution before you're going to be able to move forward. So I don't know if this is about a relationship or an issue that's connected to past relationship, but there is something kind of like underneath the covers that you're going to need to pull those covers back and take a look at that and address it very consciously. Otherwise, things are going to be really stagnant this coming year, and tumultuous, like a roller coaster ride emotionally for you. Not so much with health, but emotionally. Do you have anything that's going on that you're aware of that's kind of like under the surface, so to speak?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm going to invite you to just kind of be with that. And if something surfaces over the next few weeks or the next, I want to say 6 to 8 weeks, kind of remember our conversation and address it very consciously. Whatever comes up for you this year is an opportunity for you to heal karma, because this is all karmic stuff. And karma is not bad things happening to good people. Karma is what we bring in with us in order to heal or bring something in our past into balance. It's the universe putting itself into balance based on what we've chosen for ourselves in order to do that. And so whatever comes up that doesn't feel good to you, I'm going to invite you to really get very conscious about it. And think of it in terms of a gift of information for you in order for you to heal something really significant.
Wow.
Okay.
Eileen, thank you for that reading. Something for me to think about, and I appreciate your shifting gears like that in questions. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem. You know, it's not a good, bad, right, wrong thing, Ellen. It's all good. But this is not going to necessarily feel good, which is how it's going to get your attention. Okay?
Yeah.
So I wish you well with it. You have all that you need to address it from a place of feeling powerful and loving with yourself. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, again.
Just information. You are worthy and welcome, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a blessed rest of your evening.
You too. Good night.
Night, honey. All right, Miss Daria.
Okay, so we are off now to Colorado, and we're going to speak with Veronica. Welcome, Veronica.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Veronica. How can we be of service tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. It has to do with me bringing in a new pet. I love animals, and I'll keep them till God takes them. I mean, I don't give up. That's how I am. That's the right thing to do. But I've been thinking about Saint Bernard or Pine Doodle or Saint Doodle. And what's your intake on for me having? And I know the Saint Bernard is really up to 260 pounds, and the other ones over 200. But anything about any reading about getting a new pet?
Okay. Thank you for loving them the way you do. That's really very, speaks
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much of who you are. Yes, indeed. Okay, so just go ahead and breathe into your heart, Veronica, just a couple of times. Focus your breath there. Thank you. Oh, my God, if you have, like, hundreds of little creatures around you.
Okay.
You have a lot of animal energy around you, and it is, you know, our domesticated animals, their service to us is all about transmuting our emotions. You know, they are here to serve us. And my sense of you is that when you enter into a relationship with one of them, it's like they are very blessed to be living with you, for sure. There is much love shared in both directions. So thank you for being who you are on this planet at this time. My sense of it is that a large dog for you right now, especially that large dog, may be a bit of a bigger undertaking than you're prepared to do. My sense of it is that although I know you love that size animal, that you might want to consider a smaller breed, one that's closer to 100 pounds, maybe half the size. There's something about the sheer, it's the size, it's the energetic dynamic of the size. It's also the potential challenges that these larger dogs have and that they are not with you for as long a period of time because their life expectancies are less. There's something about the need that you have for a dog to live with you longer for you. So it's a mutually benefiting relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It is really heart-wrenching for you when you release an animal. And the bigger the dog, the more often you're going to be doing that. And there's something about what you need here that is important, that you have a dog that will be with you for an average of 10 to 14 years. And so you need a smaller animal, something that's 25 to 100 pounds,
yes,
rather than something that's double that.
That's true.
All right.
I do want to share that I had a cockapoo, and she lasts 22 human years. 22 years.
Wow.
Well taken care of.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It can happen. You're right.
And you know what? That serves you much more than these really large dogs.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Something to think about. But follow your heart with it for sure. I can only tell you what I feel, but you know what? You're the one that's in charge, and you're the one that gets to choose. So go with what feels right to you when the situation actually is at hand.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Okay. Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
All right, Veronica.
Great advice. Thank you.
You are worthy and welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a good, blessed rest of your evening. All right, Miss Daria.
Okay, Eileen, now we're off back to New York. We're going to speak with Mary.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome, Mary.
Hi, thank you.
Good evening, Mary. You're welcome.
Good evening.
How can we be of service to you tonight?
Oh, well, thanks so much. Well, I would like to know about my career progression this year and if I'm going to be getting a job soon and when that would be and what kind of job it will be and what kind of search preparation I need to do to get that job.
Okay. May I ask what type of position you're looking for?
It could be a consultancy, or it could be working at an arts and cultural nonprofit or at a foundation that distributes grants, something of that nature.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so just go ahead and breathe into and out of your heart center for me, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you. Just asking for any and all information we can offer you for some clarity. And I love how you languaged your career progression this year. It's beautiful languaging.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Because that opens up to a lot of possibilities. So I'm loving the words you're choosing because words are very important in terms of how we are in relationship to what we're manifesting in our lives. I want to say that as I'm connecting in with you, Mary, that March is a significant month for you. there's a lot going on in March. A lot of energy connected to that month, a lot of opening up of energy. I actually, as I connect with you, I feel a lot of heaviness in my heart. I'm going to invite you to really take a look at your relationship with you and how that has been feeling for you and how you are seeing yourself as you are in this process of moving forward in your career. And do what you need to do to clear out some of that heaviness. It feels like a lot of fear to me, and the fear is going to be very limiting. You want to do everything that you can do consciously to move through whatever the underlying or root causes are for that fear, because that's about who you're being and who we are being in our experiences. Even the process of manifesting is the key to how that unfolds, okay? So when I feel something like that, I always ask, is it mine or is it the person I'm reading for? And it wasn't mine. So that's why I'm being guided to offer that to you, okay? So March is a really rich month of a lot going on. I want to say there are phone interviews that are available to you that month, or phone, a lot of things by phone. It's not a lot of person in front of you, person-to-person type activities, but there's a lot of phone connecting to people. And I'm seeing you very, very satisfied, feeling very satisfied. So something significant is happening in March, whether it is specifically a job or something connected to the creation of it. But March is a significant month for you. So is June. I want to say that there's a lot of relationship significance coming up in June as we move through the cycle of this year. I don't know why I can't come up with something really specific about career to say to you, March is gonna come. You're gonna see exactly what it is. I'm only showing you what I'm being shown, and the rest of it's just gonna have to come to you and unfold as it will. But June is significant in terms of relationships. Be very, very open and conscious about the people that you meet. It's not specific about what type of relationship, just about relationships. And it's important that you be doing this very consciously. When you're invited to go anywhere in June, especially, but this should be all the time that you can consider this, but especially as June comes, I would invite you to really ask yourself the question, does it serve my highest good to attend this gathering, to attend this event, to go to a meal with this person before you say yes?
Okay,
there is a
great
huge empowerment. Pardon me?
I said, okay, great. And
yeah,
it actually
it feels
reminds
like no, go ahead. You finish. Go ahead.
Okay, because as far as gatherings are concerned, you just reminded me of this meditation retreat that I was thinking about going to in Miami beginning of February. And I'm just wondering if that's going to be really constructive, because on the one hand, I think I could use one. On the other hand, though, I'm thinking it's expensive. So it really needs to be worth the investment.
These are what I was going to say to you before you said that. I'm going to say it and then I'll respond to that. And it is the process by which you make choices is very important for you this year. Really connecting in with your intuition, your higher self. This is a year of spiritual unfoldment for you. And it's a significant unfoldment. It is something that is really important for you in terms of how your life is about to unfold. So when you ask, is this particular meditation retreat in Miami in the beginning of February, does it serve your highest good to attend it? Indeed it does. But what I would invite you to do is to get very quiet with this and keep asking that question of yourself and see what comes up for you. Because, again, you tapping into your intuition, your higher self, your inner wisdom is part of what's really important about this coming year. There's a lot of spiritual connectedness and unfoldment on the horizon for you. In order for that to happen, you have to be very present with yourself. Okay. A lot of interesting things about to happen this year. It's going to be interesting. Have fun with it. Because spiritual unfoldment, although it can sometimes bring up challenges for us, the more conscious we do it, the more quickly we move through the parts that can be potentially challenging, the more we jump into the joy. And joy, it is.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Wild time. You are very, very welcome. I hope that if you decide that you are doing this retreat, I'm only an hour and a half north of Miami. Come for a session.
Where are you, in Boca Raton or Palm?
Enjoy the break. Enjoy the break from the cold weather if you decide to go. I know that winter's been pretty brutal up there this year so far.
Yeah, it has. Yes, well, thanks.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling in, Mary. Take good care and enjoy your moments this year. It's going to be an interesting one. Have fun with it.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Blessings, honey. All right, Miss Daria.
All right, Eileen, we are now heading to New Jersey, and we're going to speak with Laura. Welcome, Laura.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks, Daria. Hi, Eileen.
Good evening. Hi, sweetie. Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, I would like to know what you see for my career development this year and whether there will be a long-distance move or a close move, you know, in the vicinity.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and breathe into your heart, honey. Let's see what we can bring in for you. It's an interesting year for so many people. Remember, this is a two-year in a nine-year cycle, and it's a year of illumination, a lot of light, a lot of spiritual unfoldment, a lot of awakening to different aspects of who we are being in our relationship with ourselves. So there's a lot of that for you coming up also, just like when I spoke to the last caller. That is definitely on the horizon for you. So let me just see if we can tap into what's going on with your career and a move. I want to say that July is popping into me as a significant month for you, Laura. And I don't see, they're showing me a map of New Jersey. And I want to say that there's like this big boundary that's being kind of placed around the state. So I want to say that more likely than not, unless something significant changes, you'll be staying within the state. In terms of at least through this year, definitely through the next 6 months. As we go into July. As far as career development or unfoldment, it's almost as if there is a, almost like a, You know how you see a line and it just goes flat and then it starts to elevate where it shows progression? Does that make sense to you how I'm describing that?
Yeah.
Okay. So from January up until March, it's very kind of flat. And then what I see is that it's elevating, which means as they're sharing this with me, it's like there are greater and greater possibilities of career development that occur kind of starting in March. And then things kind of peak in July. So there's a lot of things that are going to be changing, like between March and July. And then the rest of the year, it feels like things are more stable. So I'm not sure what exactly the details are, but there's a lot of change, but it's change that you want. It's not change that is undesirable, if that makes sense to you. Yes?
Yes. That sounds good.
Okay. So I'm seeing some good things, some good energy about it. Not that energy is either good or bad, but energy good meaning that it's something that I feel like you're going to be pleased with. And so, again, I'm going to invite you, if you feel drawn to do anything that has to do with conscious spiritual unfoldment or connection, please say yes to it.
Well, I'm actually
because there's
working
something
on that. Yeah, I am working on it now. So,
good.
Don't know what's going to happen with it, but
that's okay. Stay conscious with it. It will unfold. But that's a real significant part of your life path this year that you want to be really conscious and present with. It will serve you very well. And it will bring you great joy. So keep saying yes to it if it feels right to you in the direction that you're going. If at any point it feels like that's not the direction, but that there probably is another direction that you're being guided to, then take the different turn. Really listen to your heart's wisdom, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Honey.
Thank you so much.
You are worthy and welcome. Have a good rest of your evening and stay warm up there.
Thanks. I'll try.
You're welcome. All right. Blessings, honey. All right, Miss Daria. A few more
callers.
All right,
Eileen.
And then we're going to call it a night. Just a few more.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, honey. That sounds good. Okay, so we're going to actually head back to Florida, and we're going to welcome Cindy to the program. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well, and welcome.
Well.
How can we be of service to you?
Well, I was wondering if you can just give me some insight into the next month or two and how I should proceed and what you see happening with the financial situation and kind of what would be the best direction for me to proceed with trying to collect my money from my former employer.
Okay.
There's been a lot of just bumps in the road stalling.
Okay. Let me see what we can bring in for you, Cindy. I will tell you that there is like it's like a steel wall, a barrier. There is a lot of subterfuge and a real lack of integrity in this dynamic that's going on, and so I'm gonna invite you to work with it from a very different perspective than perhaps you've considered, and that is to shine light on it. And what I mean by that is our ability to manifest change in our lives, working from a place of the energy of love, very powerful. And so I'm going to invite you because I honestly do not see any other way for this to shift, which is why I think they're inviting me to say this to you, is to work with the energy of love and illumination. Now, what I mean by that is release any judgment, any emotions that are uncomfortable, any fear, any anger, any resentment, any judgment, anything, any expectation. And literally spend time each day in conscious connection to the situation, to the company, to everyone involved, and see your money being deposited into your bank account with gratitude. Embrace them with love and gratitude, and simply set the intention, I trust and know my money is deposited into my bank account at the perfect time. And just see the amount of money that it is that you are due, and send everyone and everything involved, including the company, the physical presence of the company, everything connected to it, and surround them and imbue them with love. You have no idea how powerful that will be. And it will shift everything in a way that left brain intellect in this particular situation is not going to budge it one iota. So, I don't know if that resonates with you.
Well, you're definitely tuned in to the, the lack of integrity and the behind-the-scenes things going on. I actually hired an attorney who has been stonewalling me and stalling, and he's actually been arguing against me on their behalf, trying to get me to agree to a ridiculously stupid settlement, which even if I did it, the settlement agreement, to release them from any responsibility, but it also releases them they don't even have to fulfill the settlement agreement. And in the settlement agreement, they didn't want to pay me for another month, but then I couldn't come back and sue them or do anything about it to try and enforce the settlement agreement. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is and obvious.
I hear you.
At this point in the game, I don't know whether it would be harmful to fire him if I'd have a problem getting another attorney, or if it would be try and work.
I have to tell you that there is just nothing left-brained and in the real time that's movable. And to detach from all of what you just shared, I know can be a challenge, but that's what you're being asked to do in order to shift this.
Okay, I'm gonna try and do it. I'm gonna try and take your advice. I've got to figure out how to detach from it.
I know. It's one of those situations where the more you can hold the space of love, the more potential it will have to shift it. Now, this is true for all of us, for every situation. Love is probably the most powerful force in the entire universe. We are just beginning to understand, even from a scientific perspective, how powerful the vibration of love is. And so I know in my heart that this is the only way that it's going to shift. And I trust and know that you are, if I'm telling you this and being guided to do that, then I trust and know that you are capable of doing it. I know that you've probably heard stories of people that have been in real adversarial relationships with family members, parents with kids, people that are spouses, family relationships that have been on the outs for years, and they start sending love just as a gift, no expectation. They start sending love and surrounding that person with it, and things shift. And that's all that's required here. It's a small shift in the energy, and it will make all the difference in the world. But it has to begin with you. So you holding that space of love with you and then emanating that love that is you to the situation, to the physical structure of the building, to the energy of the people that are involved, including the attorney, to any aspect of it that comes up for you. And the other piece of it that I would really invite you to take a look at, Cindy, is being a very clear, conscious journaler about your intentions. All in the positive. Not, I'm not going to do, all in the positive, as if it's already done. It will change everything. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Now, how do the calls are you
to send love to the situation and light to change it?
I don't know. I don't know. You're going to know. It'll change. You'll know. You'll just know. I don't have a time frame here. I just have the way.
Oh, but what I was asking is, so are you saying like mentally, spiritually, and love to the situation?
Oh, I'm saying literally.
Or how's that?
I am saying literally. Connect with your heart. Connect with the love that you are. Your heart center, your heart energy center is the doorway where our love emanates from and where we receive love into. Our essence, depending upon what you believe, is pure love. And that essence of who we are, the eternal part of us, the infinite part of us, connects to every cell in our bodies when we take our first breath into these bodies. We're never disconnected from it. We're consciously disconnected from it, but we are never disconnected from love. So it's about consciously connecting to your heart, breathing into and out of it, really feeling the vibration, the energy, the color of love, however you want to do that. Feeling it, being in it, and intentionally sending it and surrounding the entire circumstance, the people, the issue, the energy of the issue, the building that this company is in, the attorneys, everybody involved, the money, and setting a very conscious intention that with joyful gratitude, I am depositing whatever the amount of money is into my bank account at the perfect time, and I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See yourself doing it. Very powerful. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are
that.
Worthy and welcome. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Cindy, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much. Have a blessed evening.
You're welcome, honey. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria, we're going to take two more callers tonight, and then we're going to call it a night.
Okay, so our next call.
If there are other people in the queue, we're going to invite them to give us a call back again next week and thank them. But let's go ahead and do two more callers.
Okay, Eileen. Okay, so now we're going to head to Illinois, back to another cold state, and talk with Karen.
Hello,
welcome, Karen.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question
Our joy,
is,
Karen. How can we be of service to you tonight, honey?
I'm thinking about calling a new temp agency next week in hopes of finding work. And I'm just wondering, the company starts with the letter E, and I'm kind of excited to contact them. I did contact them last week. I couldn't meet with them, but I'm hoping that this week will be successful. I'm kind of wondering what you see.
Okay, thank you. Karen, go ahead and breathe into and out of your heart center for me. Thank you. All right, we're going to connect into this 10th agency, beginning with the letter of E, and see what the energy is surrounding that and whether it serves your highest good to work with them. It feels like a very, very strong yes to, and that it serves your highest good to connect with this company. I want to say that they've got some really good possibilities for you, even more than one that you'll be able to choose from, and that it can lead to a permanent full-time position if that's something that you're looking for.
Yes.
This is a that feels like a company that's in integrity. They get who you are and what you're looking for. It feels very, very productive for you to work with them. And it feels like something's going to happen fairly quickly once you connect with them. At least that's how the energy feels to me as I connect into it with you.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. I got to pay the rent, pay some bills. So.
Got it.
That's what you probably tapped into. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I wish you much luck with it. Again, as I mentioned to the last caller, keep in mind, the more conscious our intentions are, the clearer we set them, the better it is. In fact, I want to make sure that this is on the recording. If you go to my Facebook page, which is Eileen, I think it's .Gottlieb Facebook. That's my personal Facebook page. Not that I do a lot of personal. I do mostly business on anything I'm connected with Facebook. There is a video that I shared to that page. The date is from, oh, goodness. Daria, was the bonus day for the 7-day event with Tasha last Monday? Was that the last
I
day
believe,
of it?
I
okay,
believe
so whatever the
so,
date
I mean,
was.
But there is, yeah.
Is there another place where
right.
she would be able to find it? It is the one where she was on with Shannon Gronich. There's a video
yeah, think,
on my
you know,
Facebook. Go ahead.
Okay, I know she has the website up for moneyattractionchallenge.com, and the videos are probably all there. Is that what you're referring to, one of those videos that she did during that challenge? Yeah.
Yes, it was the last one. It was the last one.
Okay, so I know there's a website called moneyattractionchallenge.com. I would be really sure that all of them are on there.
Okay.
But hold on, I'm actually
look there.
On Facebook, and I'm just
okay. Look there, Karen. And if you can't find the video there, go on my Facebook page to last Monday.
Okay.
And you'll see that there Tasha Powell Chen is on it. Money manifesting channel or event, something like that, is part of the header on it. The reason why I'm inviting you to listen to this recording is Tasha shares her story of how she rewrote her life. She literally journaled her life to create it to what it is now. And she read into that video. She literally read her first journal entry. I found it to be very inspiring. And so I've invited a lot of people to take a look at that 30-minute recording. It's a Facebook Live broadcast. And I think it might help you to find some language that you can use to manifest your heart's desires here. I just feel really drawn to share that with you to just enhance this process of manifesting. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are worthy and welcome, Karen. Good luck. All right, Daria, who's our last caller for tonight's show?
Okay, our last caller is Christine from Minnesota. Hi, Christine.
Hi, thank you, Daria. Thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome, Christine. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Thank you for taking my call. I have been struggling for a really long time with a sister who is a year younger and actually a mother. I feel as though I've been sandwiched between drama mama and trauma mama. And
okay.
It gets worse instead of better. I just don't know if there's something mentally wrong. In a lot of ways, I think it's past life. I feel like I was my mom's mom maybe before. I don't know. So it's really gotten destructive on my sister's end. Her name is Maureen, and she's really told lies about me, vilified me. I mean, it's just really bizarre. And I just want to see what you have to say about it and maybe how to kind of handle it, because it's just getting worse. And this has been going on for 10 years now. I mean, I've been sober for 10 years. I think that's part of it. She's a drinker. But I just don't know what to really do, and I really do put love on it. I just think there's something wrong.
Okay. This is definitely a karmic issue, definitely a past life issue. Keep in mind, Maureen, I was going to call you Maureen, Christine, any relationship that pushes buttons for us is karma that we have brought into this lifetime to heal. Any issue, any relationship, if it pushes a button, there is something significant that we are being asked to look at and to heal. Now, that does not mean that, especially in a sibling relationship or any relationship, that means that the relationship becomes perfect and ideal, hunky-dory, everyone loves each other. It means that you have set this up on some level of consciousness before coming into this lifetime to heal something from the past. And it is only within your relationship with yourself, as it is for all of us, that you can address it. This is not a person that you can change. Don't try. This is not a person that you can actually have any kind of a significant relationship with that you can trust. Don't try.
Right. Okay.
The lesson here for you is to release your attachment and the need to fix this, to heal it in any way outside of yourself.
Well, you know,
I
don't want to fix it necessarily, but I really am tired of being attacked. I mean, she's really aggressive. And, you know, so I know that one of the things I had to learn was to defend myself. And because really she's always been like this. So I learned one of my lessons is seriously stand in my truth, defend myself. But I am tired of being just attacked, really.
Then stop, and choose not to engage.
I don't talk to her at all. I hear this through the grapevine. She's like, for example, on a holiday with people. I mean, she just tells stories. It's just unbelievable. And it's really bad.
Don't
engage with it. Okay, I have a cousin now
that's
not speaking to me because of it, though. But I'm losing. People aren't talking to me. They're believing her.
I hear you.
So what do I just have family and just walk away and pretend that everything she's saying is okay?
I mean, it's mean and bad. I know. I hear you. And I get how challenging this can be. I can't know exactly how this feels for you, but I get it, right? I just keep hearing the words, stop engaging, stop defending, stop trying to be right.
Okay, how do I handle a situation with my mom then? Because I really do have to tend to my mom. She's not, you know, I would say caretaker for her. So I'm kind of in the middle between these two. I just want to do the right thing, take care of things. I'm just tired of the drama mama, trauma mama.
I hear you.
And I'm sandwiched
okay,
in the middle. So I don't engage. I haven't been engaging in years. And it's still, she just keeps going with her, you know, weapons of mass destruction.
If you are languaging it this way and you even bring it up, you're still engaging in the energy of it and the dynamic of it.
Well, it was
this
just the holidays, and I spent Christmas all on my own. And that's
mm-hmm.
just okay with my mom, that the whole family's together, but yet I'm not invited now. Come on, really?
I hear you. I hear you. And the best I can say to you is there's a reason why all this is happening. And for a show, it's a lot more complicated than I can
right,
address with you
right,
on the air.
Right,
but I will
right, right.
say to you, I will say to you this, there's a reason why it's unfolding the way it is. And the more you don't engage, the less this is going to be traumatizing for you.
Good.
And I know
okay.
that sounds like a real simple answer, but that's the best answer that I have for you because that's the lesson.
Great. Well, I got to tell
Loving,
you, I saw the answer. It's my mom, and that's who I not engage in with then because I haven't engaged with my sister, but my mother keeps plugging it in, so I just won't engage with either of them, which is really sad because really I have to take care of my mom. So I'll just take care of her and just be completely removed, you know.
There is a way to be loving.
Oh, I am
it's
that.
Called,
I throw that
wait a
all
minute,
over
wait
the
a minute,
place.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not saying you're not being. Let me finish. There is a way of being that is it's detached compassion or compassionate detachment. Compassionate detachment.
I have been
basically
practicing
what it
that.
Involves. What it involves, Christine, is meeting people where they are. It's unconditionally loving and accepting people as they are without expecting them to be any different than they are. And so the words, I hear you, is not engaging. But it acknowledges with respect that you're hearing someone. But the minute you engage with someone is the minute you engage with the heaviness of the energy of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You can do what you need to do without engaging in the trauma.
Got it.
Or the drama.
I'm trying to stay in a neutrally positive at all times place. And it's
then you
good.
Stay in your
it's
heart.
It's just really
then you
hard.
Just have to
you know,
keep
it's a
staying
very
in your heart.
I hear
you.
Situation. Yeah. Okay. I just
nope,
was hoping.
It
you know, I'm doing all this stuff. I just kind of was hoping I'd
mm-hmm.
hear that. You know, it was gonna get healthy or immature or. But it sounds like
I don't see that as a possibility. But one never knows.
What
but
about
it's not
a brother
about
them, and another
Christine?
What about a brother
not
and another?
Not about them.
I know, but am I going to be able to reunite with my brother? Because he's kind of gone through a rough ride, too, and he's on the outside a bit as well. And I was kind of hoping, you know, maybe we could come back together here. He's also been a victim of the drama, Mama.
I can only keep saying to you this one thing. Keep going into your heart with you first and then the situation. And it will guide you exactly as you need to be guided.
Okay.
But non-engagement.
Good.
Heart, non-engagement. And good luck with this. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I also do this mantra of I release everyone and everything. I am free.
Well, then you have to be willing to do that. If you're going to set that as your mantra, you have to be willing to do it.
It's what I've been doing. You know, it's just
okay.
sad. I just feel like it's sad.
I
it's
hear
just
you.
It's a sad situation. Okay,
I hear
so
you.
I just accept it as sad, and that's what it is.
and love it. There's a great book by Matt Kahn. I love it. It's called Whatever Arises, Love That.
Okay.
I invite you to read it. It might help
I
you.
I will. It might.
All right. Blessings,
I just feel
honey.
Sad.
Good night,
I
honey.
I feel sad. Okay, night, night. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for calling, Christine. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria.
Okay. Is that a wrap?
Thank you, sweetie. Yeah, that's a wrap. I want to thank everybody
all
that's
right.
still in the queue for being patient. And please give us a call back next week, next Sunday night. Try and call in at 6:45 Eastern. You'll have a greater opportunity to be in the queue. But we thank everyone for joining us tonight. And, Daria, thank you so much, sweetie, for doing what you do so beautifully behind the scenes to make this so easy for me. I'm so grateful.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm looking
Thank
forward to
you.
Seeing you in a couple of weeks. And I'll be back here next week virtually, but I'm looking forward to seeing you at the manifesting event.
Wonderful. Thank you, honey. Have a good rest of your night.
All right.
I love you a lot.
You too, Eileen.
Thank
Bless
you.
Me. Love you too.
All
Bye.
Right. Bye. All right, everybody. I want to thank everyone who called in tonight for sharing a little bit of themselves with Daria and I. We can't do this show without you. I mean, I could be talking for an hour, but that would be awfully boring. We're very grateful to be able to serve everyone that called in. And so I just want to take a moment and send some love out to everybody. Breathing into my heart. And really connecting with the energy of love and that light of love that I so imagine and sense as a beautiful, pink, yummy love light. And so if you're listening at this time, imagine this love light surrounding you. And imagine it like a bubble of light and breathe it in through your heart center. And see it as a gift of love from me to you, where we are always one presence, all of us. This human journey is the illusion. And the only thing that's really real is the love. If we can remember that, it makes it so much easier for us to detach from, as our last caller shared, the drama and the trauma. I love how she shared it that way, because that's so true about how life can be. Let us intend to hold a conscious connection to that higher vibration of love to assist us in moving through with grace and ease and lots of joy our life experiences. And may we, with conscious intention and language and emotion of gratitude, manifest all our heart's desires. May they all manifest in the perfect way for each of us as it serves our highest good. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. We look forward to seeing you back here next Sunday night at 7:00 Eastern Time. I am Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer, and I am so grateful to be able to share this time with you. So, sending out blessings of love and gratitude to everyone, and wishing you a fabulous good night.